The sermon is based on two of the verses out of the reading from Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians. And I also want to just address briefly, just at the front of the sermon, the things that are said in this Zephaniah Old Testament reading. May God bless these words in the name. May the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The Old Testament reading is closely connected to the gospel reading. To be ready, to be faithful for the Lord's return. And that is the main part when we look at Thessalonians. But that parable that Jesus taught about the five who gained more, five more for his master, the man with two talents who gained two more, and then the one man who didn't really think about the master's returning except he told the master, I was afraid of you. And then we also hear this reading from the Old Testament, this judgment that's coming on God's people. And a key to the understanding that Old Testament prophecy is verse 12 in Zephaniah 1, verse 12, which says, at that time I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and I will punish the men who are complacent, the ones who aren't watching, the ones like the man with the one talent who wasn't worried about doing anything for his master. The complacent ones. It continues in that verse, those who say in their hearts, the Lord will not do good, nor will he do ill. The attitude that is being preached against here is, God doesn't do good, God doesn't do ill, I don't have to worry about anything. And in that parable of the talents, the first and the second man, they cared about working for the master, even in his absence. The third man did not. It's that complacency of faith or lack of faith. It doesn't matter what I do, good or bad. God doesn't do good or bad. Everything just happens. That is what is being judged in these two readings. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, Paul even tells the Christians in Thessalonica, now concerning the times and the season, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. These folks are ready. These folks are concerned. These folks are waiting for Jesus to return, and what should they be doing, how they should be living in the meantime. So this judgment that we hear in the Old Testament reading is not on these folks. These folks that Paul writes to, they're thinking about it. They're concerned about it. And as I prepared for the sermon and read, especially the 1 Thessalonians passage, this one, he gives them instruction about the end times, and other chapters there's more instruction as well. But something that jumped out at me to share with you and for us to think about together was verses 9 and 10 of that 1 Thessalonians 5. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Now that passage, that assurance that Paul gave to the Christians, always reminds me this thing of being awake for Jesus, and are you asleep or are you awake? There is an early Christian hymn in Ephesians 5, verse 4. All theologians agree. It's a hymn. It's a song. And Paul either made it up or quoted it, and thus it is an inspired song. It's very short. Awake, O sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. So it reads like that. It's poetry right there in the Greek New Testament. Paul talks to the Thessalonians about awake and asleep and plays those ideas off back and forth several times in the letter to the Thessalonians. Do you remember when Jesus came to raise the little girl from the dead? He came and the girl had died, and there was a commotion, it says. And Jesus said, "Why are you making all the commotion? She is only sleeping." And the text says they laughed at him because, "What? No, she's dead. She stopped breathing. She's dead. We know she's dead. What are you talking about, Jesus?" And Jesus called the little girl to stand, Talitha kum. And she did. She was physically dead. But physical death to Jesus, he calls it over and over again, sleep. To be awake in Jesus is to have our souls and minds and hearts awakened to faith in Jesus Christ, watching, being concerned, watching carefully, not saying, "Oh, it doesn't matter, God will do no good, God will do no ill, it doesn't matter." No, that's not awakened Jesus. Awakened Jesus is to be aware of his will and his life and forgiveness that he's given to me and to live that out. And that's awake. Physical death, that doesn't stop Jesus. Jesus can raise the dead, and Jesus will come one day and raise all the dead. But it is that faith or lack of faith that is so concerning to Jesus. And Jesus calls to be asleep with him. He actually calls the death of his people just sleep. There was a time also when he said to his disciples, "We must go to Lazarus, he's fallen asleep." And his disciples said back to Jesus, "Well, if he's fallen asleep, he'll wake up again." And the text says, oh, they did not know that Jesus meant he died. That's how Jesus refers to death. Our death is just sleep because he has power over it. He wakes us up and we can be awake. Sleep and death. So Paul talks to the Christians in Thessalonica and says, "You know about this." And he gives some directions and guidance. And then he says in this verse 9, "We are not destined for the wrath of God." No matter what happens, we are not destined for the wrath of God. Good or evil happening in our lives, you people are not destined for the wrath of God. You are in Christ Jesus. God is with you. Whatever happens, and some things are not nice at all, not pleasant to endure, but this is not the wrath of God against his people. It is not. It is not the wrath of God. For he says, this is for salvation in Jesus Christ. That's what you're meant for, is salvation. And this understanding is so important as we go through daily life and we talk and converse with people, that in Jesus, the wrath of God was taken away from us. That was why he died on the cross, was to take the wrath of God away from us. So faith in Jesus gives us that forgiveness and life and being spiritually awake in him. So awake in Christ, so that even when we die, God only calls it sleep. It's only sleep. Paul wants them to understand their lives, their day-to-day lives, today, tomorrow, next year, the years beyond, as nothing is the wrath of God. Even the bad things, God is not angry with you, for you are have faith in Christ, you are forgiven. But instead, you are destined for salvation. And if God has destined us for salvation, he will get us through, one way or another. He might call us to heaven and be with him today. Or he may take us next year. Or he'll give us so many years to live. Whatever is his timing, he will get us through to that time. So no matter what's happening in society, no matter with COVID-19 and other things that are happening besides that, God is taking us through. That verse 10, so that whether awake or asleep, we're ready for Jesus. Are you ready for Jesus when you physically just sleep, not die, but sleep? Are you ready for Jesus? Yes, you're ready. Are you ready for Jesus if you're very ill and you can hardly do anything at all? Yes, you're ready. Are we ready for Jesus in the strength and prime of life? Yes. Whatever is our situation, we can be ready for Jesus. Pastor, I don't know if my tiles are going to stay on my house with this wind. What a lot of things we have to take care of, right? But in the taking care of those things, we are awake, we're ready for Jesus, and good or bad, we are not destined for the wrath of God. For we are destined for salvation in Jesus Christ. And dear friends, a lot of people don't know this. Their heads are turned this way and that way, and they don't know, is God for us? Is there a God at all? What's going on? But you know. And you can also say, in Jesus, God is not angry with us. He has forgiven us. We wait for Jesus. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks and praise that you have made us awake in Jesus, that we are ready in faith, through faith, for Jesus to come again. Help us to have a firm faith and a joy, knowing whatever is going on in the world around us and in our own lives, it is not your wrath. For we are in Christ and we are forgiven. But rather, you are aiming us for salvation. Keep us ready, dear Lord. Forgive our sins where we fall short. Wake us up all the more. Keep us ready for Jesus. In his holy name we pray. Amen. Now, may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.